Have we taken the giving out of Thanksgiving? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Thanksgiving is being threatened, and don't you think for a moment the threat isn't real. The attempt to undermine Thanksgiving has been gaining momentum for years. First, it was radical historians who criticized it as a manifestation of American imperialism, then obesity crusaders linking it to gluttony, but now we face something far more insidious. The delinking of Thanksgiving from its traditional role as the start of the shopping season. They have taken the giving out of Thanksgiving. Shopping now officially starts a day after Halloween, or whenever the new PlayStation's released, whichever comes first. Leaving Thanksgiving to signal the start of what? I guess it would be the Martin Luther King Day shopping season. It's just not clear. But it was bound to happen because Thanksgiving has long been our least assertive holiday. No single religious group claims it. In fact, Thanksgiving is an excuse for churches to hold ecumenical services that deliberately attempt to include everybody before they return to their divine directives not to include everybody. A real holiday has to get someone angry. And the only thing about Thanksgiving that gets anybody angry is when your relatives start parroting what they heard on some talk show. But fortunately, by then, the tryptophan kicks in and they start falling asleep. And yet, this is the reason Thanksgiving will survive, ultimately, despite being delinked from shopping, because it remains the one day devoted to the idea that the main reason God gave you a mouth was so you could put sleep-inducing food in it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.